We'll be covering the third lesson of the cell leader effectiveness today.
Kurang beres ngebahas pelajaran tilu ngenaan pemimpin sel anu efektif.
What I want to do is go right to the heart of the effectiveness of a cell leader.
Pribadi yang ngebahas inti tina pemimpin sel anu efektif.
I want to talk about the things that you should do that give you the greatest growth potential.
Ngebahas ngenaan hal anu kudu dilakukan pikeun mere potensi tumubuh nu panggedena.
I think a lot of times people draw back from leadership because they're not sure what's required of them.
Jar urang nu mundur tina kapamimpinan lantaran maranehna teu nyaho naon anu diperlukeun atawa nu dipenta.
So I want to show you the results of a test that was done.
Ieu hasil survei.
There were over 900 cell leaders in 8 different countries that were interviewed.
Aya 800 pemimpin sel tina 8 negara anu beda nu diwawancara.
Including the cell leaders at our church at Bethany.
Aya pemimpin sel di Bethany.
And the results were very scientifically analyzed.
Sarta hasilna hade pisan.
And we got a very clear picture of what the most effective things a cell leader can do.
Orang menang gambaran anu jelas ngenaan naon anu pang efektif napikeun mimpin sel.
First I want to talk to you about the things that do not contribute to cell growth.
Nanging numimiti abdi masihan terang naon anu henteu mangaruhan tumuhna sel.
The first thing that does not make any difference in the ability for you to be a leader of a cell group is age.
Oka hiji anu henteu nyebabkeun perbentenan nyaeta umur.
You may say, well, look, I'm only 15 years old. It's impossible for me to lead a group.
Orang biasanya Ros, abdi ngan 15 tahun, jadi tidak bisa nyieun sel tumubuh.
Somebody else might say, hey, I'm 70 already, and I just don't know if I can do this.
Dan misalnya Ros, abdi 70 tahun, jang tenyaho bisa atawa henteu ngalakukeun ieu.
But we discovered that age really didn't have anything to do with the effectiveness of a cell leader.
Nah, orang manggihan yen umur teu mangaruhan tumuwuhna sel.
Whether you were 15, 45 or 70,
uka urang 15, 45 atawa 70.
If you did the right things, you could be successful.
Lamun urang ngalakukeun hal anu leres, urang tiasa sukses.
And the second thing that did not contribute to the growth of the group was a person's gender.
Eta masalah gender.
Whether he was male or she was a female,
laki atawa awewe.
It made no difference in the effectiveness of the leadership.
Eta nyebabkan perbentenan dina keefektifan mimpin.
So you might say, well, you know, I'm just a woman, I like to sit in the back and just watch things happen.
Sadek tiasa nyeros, abdi awewe ngan bisa nempokan bae.
I don't think God can really use me in this.
Pinteng ngarasa Gusti tiasa ngangge abdi.
But that's not true. God can use you in a great way.
Nanging ieu teu bener. Gusti tiasa ngangge urang ku cara anu aheng.
The third thing that did not contribute to growth of a group
hal katilu anu teu mangaruhan kana tumuwuhna kelompok alit
was a person's social, economic, or educational status.
Status sosial, ekonomi, jeung pendidikan.
It didn't matter what subdivision you lived in.
Tepaduli orang hirup dina status naon.
How big your house was.
Kumaha gedena imah urang.
How much money you had.
Sarta artos anu urang gaduh.
It didn't matter if you were very well known in your community.
Tepaduli sakumaha dikenal ku lingkungan.
Or whether or not you were highly educated.
Atawa naha pendidikan anu luhur.
Those things had nothing to do with the effectiveness of a cell leader.
Hal eta teu mangaruhan keefektifan pamimpin sel.
The fourth thing that did not matter was marital status.
Hal kaopat anu teu mangaruhan nyaeta status pernikahan.
Singles can lead groups just as effectively as married people.
Anu lengoh bisa mimpin sarua efektifna jeung anu geus nikah.
So no matter your marital status, you can be an effective cell leader.
Dinaon le status pernikahan orang bisa jadi pemimpin sel efektif.
The fifth thing that really did not depend that the group's effectiveness did not depend on.
Hal kelima anu teu mangaruhan kapimpinan sel
was the cell leader's personality gifts.
Nyaeta kepribadian pemimpin sel.
You would think that you would have to be a very dominating, decision-making, leader-type person.
Orang bisa ngimut, kudu jadi jelma anu ngawasaan, nunyian keputusan, serta tipe pemimpin anu kuat.
But that's not true.
Angin etan teu bener.
So don't draw back because you're not a very outgoing person.
Jadi ulah minder lamun orang teu gampang wano.
You don't have to have the gift to speak.
Orang teu perlu boga karunia khotbah.
Or to be a great leader, a great general.
Atawa jadi pemimpin hebat atawa jenderal anu hebat.
You can still lead a group very effectively.
Orang tetap mimpin grup secara efektif.
Now the sixth thing that we found out really did not contribute to the growth of the group.
Hal kan genep anu sama sekali teu mangaruhan teu muana sel.
Was your spiritual gifting.
Nyaeta karunia rohani.
Now, you would think that if I had a spiritual gift for leadership, I could automatically lead a group.
Orang ngimut, yen lamun orang boga karunia mimpin, orang otomatis bisa mimpin sel.
But what about all the people who do not have the gift of leadership?
Angin kumaha jalma sejen anu teu boga karunia mimpin.
You see, even though you don't have the gifts of leadership, you can still be an effective cell group leader.
Anajan orang teu boga karunia mimpin, orang tetap bisa jadi pamimpin sel anu efektif.
We found out if a person had prophetic gifts or gifts of helps.
Orang mendakan, lamun salah saurang boga karunia nubuatan atawa kurnia mere pitulung.
Whether they had evangelistic gifts or teaching gifts.
Atawa marena boga karunia nginjilan atawa ngabulang.
All of those groups grew at the same rate.
Sadaya grup eta tumuwuh dina angka tumuwuh anu sarua.
Now everything that we discussed so far in each category is very important.
Tiap hal anu geus ku urang didiskusikeun eta teh penting.
But it does not affect the ability for the cell group itself to grow.
Nang sadayana teh mangaruhan tumuwuhna sel.
All the things that we've talked about, especially spiritual gifting,
ada hal anu kurang dicaraskeun tamina karunia rohani.
Does not limit us.
Teu ngabatesan urang.
But it's not the most important aspect of cell leadership.
Lantaran kitu lain aspek penting dina kepemimpinan sel.
I believe when the Holy Spirit gave us his spiritual gifts.
Tapi percaya yen waktu Roh Suci masihan karunia rohani.
It wasn't to limit our effectiveness, but to make us grow.
Eta lain pikeun ngabatesan urang, nanging pikeun urang tumuwuh.
But in the cell group, there are other dynamics that are more important than what we just read.
Dina kelompok sel aya dinamika sanes anu langkung penting tibatan anu geus dibahas.
And cell group growth does correlate exactly with the following things that we're going to talk about.
Tumuwuhna sel patali jeung hal anu baris dibahas.
The first thing we want to talk about that makes a difference in cell group leadership is prayer.
Hal kahiji anu nyebabkeun perbentenan dina kapemimpinan sel nyaeta doa.
We found out that just the amount of time that the cell leader spends in prayer alone, not talking about who he's praying for, but just the amount of time.
Orang nyeros ngeunaan jumlah waktu pemimpin sel ngadoa. Henteu ngajelaskeun doa ngeunaan naon nanging ngan jumlah waktuna.
Time in prayer itself made a difference in the growth of a cell group.
Lamina waktu ngadoa nyebabkeun perbentenan dina tumuhna pamimpin sel.
Secondly, the amount of prayer for the cell members.
Kedua, jumlah doa pikeun anggota sel.
The cell leaders who prayed for their cell members every day, their groups grew on the average as twice as fast.
Pamimpin sel anu ngadoa pikeun anggota selna unggal poe rata-rata tumuwuhna dua kali lipat ti biasana.
It even grew faster than those who were only praying for their members once or twice a week.
Malahan marahna lebih gancang ti pamimpin sel anu ngadoa pikeun anggota sakali dua kali saminggu.
So it's very important to spend time with the Lord in prayer.
Jadi penting pisan pikeun meakeun waktu dina ngadoa ka Gusti.
And to pray daily for your cell members.
Sarta ngadoa unggal poe pikeun anggota sel urang.
The third thing that makes a difference in the growth of a cell group.
Hal katilu anu nyebabkeun perbentenan dina tumuwuhna sel.
Is hospitality.
Nyaeta dareh deh.
Hospitality includes all kinds of social activity.
Kaasup dina sagala macam aktivitas sosial.
And that social activity can be ministry time that you're spending with people.
Aktivitas sosial eta teh waktu pelayanan panggih jeung jalma.
This is time that you spend ministering to people outside of the cell group meeting.
Eta waktu anu ku urang digunakeun pikeun ngalayanan jalma di luar waktu pertemuan kelompok sel.
It's when you invite people to your home on a night that you're not having sales.
Eta waktu urang ngondang jalma pikeun dongkap ka imah urang di luar pertemuan sel.
To eat an evening meal with you and just a fellowship.
Ikeun tuang wengi sarta ngawangun hubungan.
It's when you're meeting people that you're reaching out to at lunchtime during the day.
Yeuh teh waktu patepang sareng jalma anu ku urang hontal waktu tuang siang.
It's the time that you spend with other people doing things that they're interested in.
Yeuh waktu pikeun ngalakukeun kagiatan jeung jalma sejen saluyu jeung maranehna anu kataji.
This builds your influence in their life.
Ieu ngawangun pangaruh urang dina hirupna.
And they become more open to the gospel.
Marana jadi leuwih kataci ku Injil.
And more likely to come and attend your group.
Satamarana beres rido dongkap dina pertemuan urang.
A big part of this activity is follow up.
Bagian penting dina hal ieu nyaeta follow up.
When someone first gets saved.
Waktu urang mimiti diselametkeun.
It's very important to have a face-to-face meeting with that person.
Eta penting pisan pikeun paamprok rarai jeung rarai.
Let me give you an example.
Contohna.
If someone gets saved at our altars.
Lamun aya jalma dislametkeun dina kabaktian.
And we bring them to the room where we pray with them.
Urang beres mawa marehna ka hiji ruangan pikeun ngadoakeunana.
And we just fill out a card and go stick it in a box somewhere.
Urangan ngesik kartu sarta nyimpen dina hiji tempat.
It's a good chance that individual will never get into a cell group.
Aya kemungkinan gede yen manehna moal dongkap kana kelompok sel urang.
But it's a much greater possibility.
Aing aya kemungkinan gede.
For that person to end up in one of our cell groups.
Pikeun jalma eta asup ka sel urang.
If he is ministered to by the person whose group he will attend.
Lamun manena dilayanan langsung ku jalma anu asana ti sel urang.
So as I meet this person and pray with them and lead them to Christ.
Jadi waktu abdi tepang, ngadoa sarta mimpin manena ka Kristus.
I become his contact to the local church.
Abdi jadi jalur kontakna ka gereja lokal.
And I become his contact to the cell group.
Sarta jadi jalur kontak ka komsel.
So I make sure that I spend time with him and go to his home and follow up on him.
Jadi abdi mastikeun ngawangun hubungan jeung manehna, indit ka imahna sarta ngafollow up.
And it only makes sense that the more visitors you have to a group, the faster it grows.
Beki loba nu datang dina komsel beki kancang hiji sel tumuwuhna.
So a big part of the social activity that we have.
Jadi bagian penting tina aktivitas sosial anu ku urang dilakukeun.
Is inviting people to come to our group.
Eta ngundang jalma pikeun dongkap ka pertemuan urang.
And that invitation may begin with a private dinner meeting somewhere.
Undangan bisa mimiti di tuang wengi di hiji tempat.
Now the fourth thing that we want to talk about.
Kaopat anu hayong ku urang dibahas.
Is the number of visitors that come to the group.
Eta jumlah anu datang ka pertemuan.
And as I just said, the more visitors, the greater possibility that people will stay and become a part of the group.
Seperti anu geus dibahas tadi, bagi seueur nu dongkap, kemungkinan bagi ageung jalmi cicing jadi bagian sel urang.
And the people that you should begin to target to visit your group.
Jalma anu jadi target pikeun diundang.
Are people that you visit and live with and meet with every week.
Eta anu tepang sareng hirup babarengan unggal mingguna.
We have discovered that the closer the relationship you have with someone,
urang nemukeun beki deukeut hubungan urang jeung salah saurang.
The more likely that person will come and be a part of your group.
Gede kemungkinan manehna baris jadi bagian komsel urang.
So as a group leader, I want to make sure that all the members,
jadi selaku pemimpin sel, abdi hoyong mastikeun yen kabeh anggota abdi
have the vision for inviting others to the group.
Visi pikeun ngajak jalma anyar dongkap ka komsel.
And I can be sure that our group will begin to grow.
Abdi mastikeun yen sel urang baris mimiti tumubuh.
Number five thing that causes a group to grow.
Hal kalimanya eta
is raising up new leaders.
Ngahudangkeun pamimpin anyar.
We've discovered that it's not programs that make groups grow.
Urang mangihan yen lain program anu nyebabkeun sel tumubuh.
Because it doesn't matter how much you focus on cell group growth.
Lantaran teu paduli saberaha gede fokus urang supaya kelompok sel tumubuh.
Groups don't grow until leaders are in place.
Kelompok urang moal tumubuh nepi ka aya pamimpin.
So our focus is not on group growth, but it's on raising up leaders.
Jadi fokus urang lain ngan tumubuh sel, tapi oge ngahudangkeun pamimpin.
Because leaders make groups grow.
Antara pamimpin nyieun kelompok tumubuh.
As we begin to raise up the people in our group to become leaders,
jadi urang ngagugahkeun jalma dina kelompok urang pikeun jadi pamimpin.
They get the mentality of a leader.
Manehna boga mental kapemimpinan.
They begin to sense the responsibility for the group.
Manehna mimiti ngabantu pikeun tanggung jawab dina kelompok.
And for its growth.
Pikeun tumubuh.
And they will draw people unto themselves.
Ayeuna oge baris narik jalma ka dirina sorangan.
Now the next thing that's important to cell group growth.
Asalajengna anu penting pikeun tumubuhna sel.
Is setting goals.
Eta netepkeun tujuan.
Every major church that was successful around the world set goals.
Gereja ageung jeung nu sukses di saalam dunya netepkeun tujuan.
Listen, our relationships have to go beyond just fellowship.
Tangukeun, persekutuan urang kudu leuwih jauh ti sakadar hubungan.
The groups will never have this dynamic, exciting growth until those in relationships grow.
Kelompok moal baris dinamis sumanget tumubuh nepi ka hubungan tumubuh.
And the direction that group should grow should be toward productivity.
Arah tumubuhna kelompok kana produktivitas.
And productivity takes on meaning when you begin to set goals for growth.
Produktivitas jadi aya hartina waktu urang mimiti netepkeun tujuan tumubuh.
It's always a challenge to see a group grow.
Terus-terusan mangrupakeun tantangan pikeun ningali kelompok tumubuh.
So it's very important to set the clear goals that you want to accomplish.
Jadi penting pisan pikeun netepkeun tujuan anu ku urang hoyong dihuntal.
If there are no goals,
namun tak aya tujuan,
then there's no motivation to work.
Tak aya dorongan digawe.
Clear goals are very important in cell group growth.
Tujuan anu jelas penting pisan pikeun tumubuhna komsel.
And the seventh thing that correlates directly with cell group growth,
hal katujuh anu mangaruhan langsung kana tumubuhna sel,
is preparation for the meeting.
Persiapan pertemuan.
You have to be a good manager.
Urang kudu jadi manajer anu hade.
You have to be prepared spiritually.
Kudu siap secara rohani.
You have to be prepared to give the lesson.
Kudu siap mere pengajaran.
You have to have an understanding of the lesson and be able to share it from your heart.
Kudu boga pamahaman anu pas ngeunaan pengajaran sarta ngabagikeun tina hate.
If 5 minutes before the meeting you have to go out to your car to get the lesson.
Amun 5 menit saat acara pertemuan, urang kudu lompat ka mobil nyiapkeun khotbah.
you know you're not prepared.
Perang terang yang orang tak akan siap.
So a week in advance, begin to pray and study over the lesson and get ready.
Di saminggu saat acana, orang kudu ngadoa serta diajar pikeun nyiapkan pengajaran.
If you'll study these principles that we just shared,
amun orang diajar prinsip anu kakara dibagikan,
it will help you be a much more successful cell group leader.
Eta bakal ngabantu pikeun jadi pamimpin anu sukses.
And spend your time in the things that make for growth.
Tetap beakan waktu pikeun hal anu nyebabkeun sel urang tumubuh.
Now we talked a little bit in other lessons about how to lead a group.
Ayeuna urang beres ngabahas kumaha urang mimpin kelompok.
But I want to talk to you about it now in a little bit more detail.
Urang beres nyariaskeun sakadik rada detail.
I want to talk to you about facilitating a cell group meeting.
Abdi hoyong ngabahas kumaha ngafasilitasi pertemuan sel.
First of all, there are three parts to facilitating a successful group.
Hiji aya tilu hal pikeun ngafasilitasi pertemuan sel.
Number one is the sharing of life.
Hiji nyaeta ngabagikeun hirup.
People don't want to come just for information.
Urang teh hayang datang ngan pikeun meunang informasi.
They want to come and receive life from each other.
Marena hayang datang pikeun nerima hirup saurang jeung sanusajena.
In the discussion period,
dina periode diskusi,
there has to be life-centered testimonies to bring meaning to the scriptures that are being discussed.
Kudu aya kasaksian anu fokus kana kahirupan praktis supaya ayat anu dibahas jadi jelas.
You teach by illustrating from your life.
Urang ngawulang jeung ngagambarkeun tina hirup urang.
The second thing that's very important part of the cell group meeting.
Hal kedua anu penting pisan dina pertemuan sel nyaeta
is conversational prayer to God.
Komunikasi ngalangkungan doa sareng Gusti.
It's when we learn to speak openly and personally to the Lord.
Urang diajar balaka sarta nyero sacara pribadi sareng Gusti.
Because when each person can open up and express what's on his heart to the Father.
Lantaran tiap jalma mimiti ngawangun komunikasi tina hatena karama.
You begin to build cooperation and unity.
Berantiasa ngawangun kerjasama jeung ngahiji.
This should include praise and thanksgiving.
Hal ieu kalebet pujian sareng ucapan syukur.
And then expressing the needs that you have to God.
Oke, ngekspresikeun kabutuhan di payuneun Gusti.
Now the third important part of facilitating the group is the application of the Bible.
Hal katilu nyaeta diajar mraktekeun Alkitab.
And this is where you want to begin to refer to scriptures to support what you're saying.
Eta waktu urang ngutip ayat pikeun nguatkeun naon anu ku urang diucapkeun.
And it's important to try to learn to memorize the scriptures that you're going to share.
Nyata penting pikeun ngapalkeun ayat anu ku urang hoyong dibagikeun.
And then through the discussion,
waktu diskusi,
not only learning Bible knowledge,
lain ngan diajar Alkitab,
but also how that particular truth is going to make a difference in my life.
Nanging oge bebeneran anu bisa nyieun perbentenan dina kahirupan.
And through personal illustrations,
ngalangkungan gambaran pribadi,
how to apply that scripture practically.
Jelaskeun kumaha praktekkeun ayat secara praktis.
Now all of these three points should be kept in equal balance.
Sadaya poin tadi perlu dilakukan saimbang.
And if you'll observe these three elements on a week-to-week basis,
umpami urang nitenan tilu hal ieu ti minggu ka minggu,
your group will be healthy.
Kelompok orang baris jadi sehat.
The Christians will be healthy.
Orang Kristen baris jadi sehat.
And healthy groups will grow and multiply.
Kata kelompok anu sehat baris tumubuh jeung nikel.
Okay, number two thing that I want to talk to you about is participation in the group.
Kedua anu rek dibahas nyaeta ilubiung dina kelompok.
Participation by everybody in the group is one of the keys to success.
Ilubiung ti sadaya jalma dina kelompok nyaeta kunci sukses.
The goal of the leader is not to be the authority or the teacher.
Tujuan utama pemimpin tenes jantan otoriter atau tukang ngawulang.
But the goal of the leader is to be the guide or the facilitator.
Yang tujuan ananya eta pikeun ngarahkeun sarta jadi fasilitator.
He's there to assist in the discussion and to encourage people to participate.
Manehna aya pikeun ngarahkeun diskusi sarta ngadorong jalma ngiring ancrup.
And the better he's able to do that, the more exciting and more growth will take place in the group.
Bagi hasil manehna ngalakukeun hal eta, bagi sumanget jeung tumuwuh.
It's also an important the arrangement of the people in the group.
Nyata penting oge ngatur jalma dina kelompok.
It's good if at all possible to always sit in a circle.
Ade lamun calik nang uriling.
Where we can all see each other's face.
Di mana urang tiasa ningali sadayana.
That encourages participation.
Hal ieu ngadorong partisipasi.
Now, the third rule is not to ever pressure anyone to respond.
Peraturan katilunya eta teu maksa jalma partisipasi.
If someone is too shy to pray openly, then don't ask that person to do so.
Amun salah saurang era pikeun ngadoa di payuneun umum, ulah menta manehna ngalakukeun hal eta.
But it's the goal of the cell leader.
Nanya eta tujuan pamimpin sel oge.
To try to help the person who's the most timid.
Pikeun ulungan jelema anu eraan.
To see that they also have something to offer without any pressure.
Pikeun terang yang marana oge boga hal anu bisa dibagikeun tanpa maksa.
It will require skill.
Hal ieu ngabutuhkeun keterampilan.
But as time goes on, you will begin to obtain those skills.
Aing lumakuna waktu urang baris ngalatih kamampuan ieu.
Number three in facilitating the group.
Nomor katilu dina ngafasilitasi kelompok.
Is always begin and close with conversational prayer.
Terus-terusan ngamimitian jeung nutup doa anu akrab ka Gusti.
When the group starts, you want to bring the group immediately into the presence of God.
Waktu kelompok ngamimitian, bawa jalma sagancangna ka hadirat Gusti.
This way you tune everybody into the things that God wants to accomplish in the meeting.
Panutupna.
And in closing, we want to respond to the truth that we've learned.
Urang hayang ngarespon bebeneran anu ku urang.
And ask the Lord to help us make application of it in our lives.
Nyuhunkeun Gusti nulungan urang praktekkeun hal eta dina kahirupan.
Number four thing that you do in facilitating a group that's very, very important.
Kaopat dina ngafasilitasi anu penting pisan.
Is to respond lovingly to any need that's expressed.
Nyaeta ngarespon pinuh kanyah ka unggal kabutuhan anu dinyatakeun.
And often it's better to go ahead and do it immediately.
Remen pisan leuwih hade ngarespon sacara gancang.
If someone is sharing and they begin to pour out their heart of a great need.
Amun salah saurang nyaritakeun kabutuhanana anu ngadeseuk.
They're at a point to receive something from God.
Ya waktuna kana hiji poin pikeun narima ti Gusti.
Don't tell them, well, just we'll pray about that later.
Ulah nyarios, ke bari sila doakeun.
I mean, let's face it, you have nothing better to do than to pray for that person immediately.
Maksudna langsung direspon. Hal anu panghadena nyaeta ngadoa pikeun jelema eta sagancangna.
So it's very important to respond lovingly and immediately.
Jadi penting pisan pikeun ngarespon kukanya sarta gancang nanggapan.
Now there's three ways that the Bible teaches us and that you can teach the group to share their needs.
Aya tilu cara anu ku Alkitab diajarkeun ka urang pikeun nyaritakeun kabutuhan urang.
And in James 5:16, you can read that.
In Yakobus 5 ayat 16.
It says to admit our faults one to another.
Disarukeun pikeun ngaku dosa urang jeung nu sejena.
Hey, we all make mistakes.
Sadayana nyieun kasalahan.
There's always areas in our life that need God's touch.
Pasti bae dina hirup urang anu perlu dijamahan Gusti.
And so you teach the group to just confess their faults so they can receive prayer.
Diajarkeun ka kelompok urang pikeun ngaku kasalahan supaya bisa didoakeun.
A second way to share your need is to just have everyone pray for each other.
Cara kedua nyata mamajalma pikeun ngadoakeun saurang jeung nu sejenna.
And the third thing is to teach the cell group.
Hal katilu nyata pikeun ngawulang komsel.
That it is to become a healing fellowship.
Pikeun jadi persatuan anu nyegerkeun.
So it's very important to admit our faults, pray for one another, and become a healing fellowship.
Nyata penting pikeun ngaku kesalahan. Silih doakeun sarta buka kelompok anu nyegerkeun.
And the best way to learn,
cara panghadina pikeun diajar,
and the best way to teach,
cara panghadina ngawulang,
is for the leader to be the example.
Eta kumimpin ngaliwatan conto.
We've discovered that whatever the leader does, the others will do.
Urang geus diajar yen naon bae anu diajarkeun ku pamimpin.
And if the leader will begin to share his faults and open up, the others will begin to follow suit.
Namun pamimpinna mimiti jujur sarta ngaku kasalahan, nu sajan baris nuturkeun.
Now, number 5 in facilitating a cell group.
Nomor kalima dina ngafasilitasi kelompok alit.
Is making sure that you use the Bible as the authority of the meeting.
Pastikeun Alkitab teh otoritas pangluhurna dina pertemuan.
The Bible is always our guidebook and the final authority.
Alkitab, panduan yang otoritas final orang.
We are totally convinced.
Orang tapi nunah yakin.
That the Bible has everything that we need to be successful Christians.
Dan Alkitab boga segala anu ku orang diperlukan pikeun jadi orang Kristen anu sukses.
For salvation.
Pikeun kasalametan.
And for also every area of our Christian walk.
Okay, pikeun tiap laku lampah orang Kristen.
So we emphasize the importance of the Bible.
Jadi orang nekenkeun pentingna Alkitab.
The next thing is to encourage everyone in the group.
Salajengna nyaeta nguatkeun jalma dina grup.
To encourage people, you need to make them feel like they are important.
Orang perlu nguatkeun jeung nyieun manehna ngarasa penting.
And the way you make someone feel like he's important,
karena orang nyieun jalma ngarasa penting,
is by making them feel like their ideas and their questions are important.
Cara maranehna ngarasa yen ide jeung patarosanna penting.
Never minimize a statement that someone makes.
Ulah ngalawarakeun patarosan anu dicarioskeun.
But try to appreciate it. And even if it's wrong, you can correct it later.
Nanging diajar ngahargaan sanajan eta salah, engke kakara dikoreksi.
Our goal is that everyone have an opportunity to share.
Tujuanana nyaeta supaya unggal jalma boga kesempatan pikeun nyarita.
And that there's dialogue in the group.
Sarta ayana dialog dina kelompok.
Remember that the group is not a therapy session.
Sel sanes sesi terapi.
And the leader is not a psychologist.
Serta pemimpin sanes psikolog.
But just allow the discussion as long as it's biblically based.
Ngijinkeun diskusi salami eta masih dumasar kana pangadika Gusti.
Answer the questions of those who are in need.
Paler patarosanana anu ngabutuhkeun.
Number 7 in facilitating a group.
Nomor 7 dina ngafasilitasi.
Never allow doctrinal discussion that's divisive.
Ulah diidinan diskusi doktrin anu ngabaruntakeun.
Do not let there be an argument take place doctrinally in the group.
Ulah ngidinan aya debat doktrin dina kelompok.
Because doctrine is one of those things that's very precious to an individual.
Antaran doktrinnya eta hal anu aya hargaan pikeun pribadi jalma.
But very often people disagree on doctrine.
Nanging reman urang teu setuju ku doktrin.
And if you allow there to be a conflict there, people will leave very deeply hurt.
Lamun urang ngidinan debat, jalma baris kaluar lantaran raheut.
Instead of letting there be doctrinal differences discussed, just let them discuss how that biblical passage or that doctrine is applied to their lives.
Langkung hade diskusi kumaha Gunana Alkitab pikeun nulungan kahirupanana.
The next helpful point in facilitating the group is to allow the group to give general edification to each other.
Nyaeta ngantep kelompok silih ngawulang nguatkeun sareng nu sanesna.
In Ephesians 4 and verse 16,
in Efesus pasal 4 ayat 16,
the Bible begins to speak of Christ as the head.
Alkitab nyaraskeun yen Kristus teh pimpinan.
And then begins to talk as the body as different points, parts.
Kata nyaraskeun anggota-anggota badana.
And that there are joints that are joined together to edify one another.
Serta aya urat anu ngahijikeun hiji jeung nu sajen silih nguat.
And they join together to build each other up.
Marana dihijikeun pikeun ngawangun saurang jeung nu sajen.
And the cell group is excellent in allowing that to happen.
Nyaeta hade lamun pamimpin sel nyieun eta kajadian.
And a good cell group leader will learn how to allow that to happen.
Pamimpin sel anu hade baris diajar kumaha hal eta bisa kajadian.
Number 9 is to lead in love.
Nomor 8 nyata mimpin ku kanyaah.
You need to let love and acceptance and forgiveness become a way of life in the group.
Urang perlu nyieun kanyaah narima sarta ngahampura jadi gaya hirup dina kelompok.
Our goal is to restore people.
Tujuan urang nyaeta mulihkeun jalma.
And to bring constant healing in relationships.
Satamawa kawarasan terus-terusan dina hubungan.
And that requires forgiveness and acceptance.
Hal eta ngabutuhkeun panghampura jeung ditarima.
Very important that you learn how to encourage that in the group.
Penting pisan pikeun urang ngadorong hal ieu kajadian dina kelompok.
Another aspect of following up, or rather of leading a group successfully.
Aspek sanes dina mimpin kelompok pikeun suksesnya eta
is making sure that the people in the group understand follow up.
Jalma-jalma dina kelompok ngarti follow up.
There are family members of each group member.
Aya anggota keluarga dina tiap anggota grup.
Who may have special needs and a need for a visit or need for prayer.
Anu boga kabutuhan anu spesial didatangan, didoakeun.
And the group as a whole is a team.
Serta kelompok salaku hiji tim.
That not only evangelizes, but it follows up to meet the needs of people.
Anu teu sakadar nginjil nanging oge ngaplok up kabutuhan jalma.
When new people begin to come into the group,
waktu aya nu kakara datang ka sel,
you follow up on them as though they were part of your community.
Urang follow up marena sapertina marena bagian kelompok urang.
Because when they enter into the meeting of the group,
antara waktu marena asup dina pertemuan,
they also enter into the friendship of the group.
Maranehna oge mimiti asup kana hubungan dina kelompok.
So it's very important that we open our hearts up to all the new people that come.
Jadi penting pisan pikeun urang muka hate urang ka sadaya jalma anu datang.
The next thing is to handle problemed people.
Hal saterusna nyaeta nangani jalma anu boga masalah.
And we're going to go into this in much detail in the next hour.
Urang baris diajar secara rinci dina jam saterusna.
But to facilitate a group the best,
nanging cara panghadina ngafasilitasi kelompok,
always deal with problem people separately from the group and one-on-one.
Nyata urusan jeung jalma nu boga masalah misah tina kelompok, jadi saurang jeung saurang.
Don't allow there to be a great conflict in the group.
Lah diantep konflik anu gede tina kelompok.
The next thing is to allow people to confess their own problems or their own sins.
Salajengna nyaeta idinan jalma pikeun ngaku masalah atawa dosana.
They should be able to confess their own faults.
Marana kudu bisa ngaku kasalahanana.
But they should never be allowed to confess the faults of someone else.
Nanging maranehna teu diidinan ngomongkeun kasalahan batur.
There should never be the the fault of gossip in the cell group.
Atawa ngagosip di komsel.
You have to allow people to confess faults, but specifically their own.
Urang kudu ngidinan jalma nyarita kasalahanana, utamana ngeunaan dirina sorangan.
You're going to find as a cell group leader that there's constant need for your personal growth. And you always have to keep learning.
Orang kudu terus diajar.
If anybody in the group needs to grow, it's the leader.
Amun aya di kelompok anu perlu tumuwuh, eta teh.
Because you will never be able to lead anyone greater than yourself.
Lantaran orang teu bisa mimpin jalma leuwih luhur ti diri orang sorangan.
So the more you grow, the greater leaders you can raise up.
Jadi, beki orang tumubuh, beki gede pamimpin anu bisa ku orang hudangkeun.
And this requires that you stay tuned up spiritually.
Hal ieu ngabutuhkeun supaya orang siap secara rohani.
That your relationship with God constantly grows.
Dan hubungan orang sareng Gusti secara konstan tumubuh.
That your understanding of scripture constantly grows.
Pangertosan orang ngenaan ayat Alkitab secara konstan tumubuh.
And as you get better and better in dealing with the needs of people.
Orang perlu leuwih hade sarta leuwih hade deui urusanana jeung jalma.
It may take time, but you've got the time to invest to learn how to be a great facilitator.
Baris perlu waktu, tapi orang kudu nyadiakeun pikeun diajar kumaha jadi fasilitator anu hade.
Another important thing that can happen in the group that you need to be aware of.
Asajan anu penting ku urang kapanggih nyaeta.
Is that the group can become very stoic and stiff.
Kelompok bisa jadi tegang jeung kaku.
So as a good facilitator, you want to keep the group relaxed and enjoyable.
Fasilitator anu hade urang kudu daek ngajaga kelompok urang nyalse sarta bisa dinikmati.
There has to be an honesty and an openness.
Kudu aya kejujuran jeung daek balaka.
And don't be afraid to discuss important issues.
Ulasieun pikeun ngobrolkeun topik anu penting.
You can trust the Holy Spirit that He will be the teacher.
Orang percaya Roh Suci teh anu ngawulang.
As soon as the leader begins to accept himself,
itu deui pamimpin bisa nerima dirina sorangan.
As a person that God loves and cherishes,
salaku pribadi anu ku Gusti dipikanyaah.
And he begins to reach out to others.
Manehna ngamimitian ngahontal jalma sejen.
They will become comfortable with who they are and with the leader.
Maranehna baris jadi nyaman jeung saha maranehna sarta ku pamimpinna.
Now to be a good facilitator, you have to learn to be shock proof.
Salaku fasilitator anu hade urang perlu diajar mayunan karuas.
Sometimes things are going to happen in that group and people are going to say things in that group.
Kapan kayaan teu saperti anu diharepkeun jeung jalma bisa nyarios.
That are going to shock you.
Hal anu matak urang rewas.
The key understanding here is to learn how to respond.
Kuncina di dieu nyaeta diajar ngarespon secara pas.
Respond instead of reacting.
Ngarespon lain reaksi.
Never be judgmental or harsh.
Ulang hakiman atawa kasar.
Never be over opinionated.
Ulah jadi sok nganilai.
But learn to respond to them.
Tapi diajar ngarespon kamarane.
In a loving, understanding way.
Dina cara anu mikanya jeung pangertian.
Now someone said, well, this is the same thing, responding or reacting.
Jalma nyaruakeun antara respon jeung reaksi.
Let me give you an example.
Abi masihan contoh.
If the doctor gives you medicine,
amun dokter mere urang obat,
and he says, you know, your body's responding to your medicine.
Sadadek terang, badan sadadek eta ngarespon kana obat.
It's a good thing.
Hal eta anu hade.
But if he says your body is reacting to the medicine,
tapi lamun nyareosna, badan sadadek aya reaksi kana obat.
It's a bad thing.
Hal eta anu goreng.
So you learn how to respond correctly.
Jadi diajar ngarespon secara bener.
The next thing to be a successful facilitator.
Saterusna pikeun jadi fasilitator.
Is to be happy.
Eta gembira.
Keep the joy of the Lord in your heart.
Jaga suka gembira Gusti dina hate urang.
When people come, they don't want to see you downtrodden and disturbed and sad.
Waktu jalma datang, marenan teu daek nempo urang lesu, semutut, sedih.
The Bible says that a broken spirit dries up the bones.
Alkitab nyaeta sumanget anu kendor ngagaringkeun tulang.
And it also dries up the group.
Oke, ngagaringkeun kolompok.
But the Bible also says that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
Alkitab oge nyarios hate anu gembira teh obat.
So it's okay to be happy and have laughter in the group.
Jadi saya pikeun gembira jeung nyieun nu sejen seuri.
Because this joy and this laughter relaxes tension.
Antara suka gembira jeung seseria nyieun relax.
It relaxes our bodies and it rests our spirits.
Nyieun badan urang nyalse jeung jiwa urang tenang.
It renews our hearts and it reorients our life's perspectives.
Anyarkeun hate urang jeung masihan orientasi pandangan urang.
The next thing we want to talk about is when you have a need in your own life.
Hal saterusna nyaeta lamun urang boga kabutuhan pikeun diri urang sorangan.
Some leaders make a mistake.
Beberapa pamimpin nyieun kesalahan.
In that they will minister to all the people in the group.
Nyaeta marena bisa ngalayanan sakabeh jalma dina kelompok.
But when they have a need, they go to someone else for ministry.
Tapi waktu aya kebutuhan menta dilayanan ka jalma sejen.
We never outgrow our need for other Christians.
Urang teu pernah kurang butuh pikeun mentap tulung ka urang Kristen nu sejen.
And we understand the importance of the community of that group.
Kata urang ngarti pentingna komunitas dina kelompok.
And we need to allow that group to minister to us.
Orang perlu ngidinan kelompok kita ngalayani urang.
The most successful leaders.
Pamimpin anu pang suksesna.
Are willing to admit that they need the help of others in their group.
Rela pikeun ngaku marena perlu pitulung dina kelompok eta.
Now as a leader, if you begin to encounter problems in your group.
Ayana salaku pamimpin, lamun urang manggihan masalah dina kelompok urang.
Go quickly to the pastor or another leader.
Kencang indit ka gembala atawa pamimpin sanes.
And enlist their help to help you solve the problems.
Turutkeun nasehatna pikeun ngarengsekeun masalah.
You're not in this alone and there's plenty of people who can help you.
Urang teu sorangan, aya seueur jalma nu bisa nulungan urang.
It's not a disgrace to have problems in the group.
Lain hal anu matak eral lamun aya masalah dina kelompok urang.
So just push your pride aside.
Jadi singkirkeun kasombongan.
Humble yourself and go get help from people who know more about it than you do.
Rendahkan hati serta minta bantuan ti anu leuwih sepuh ti urang.
And finally, you need to remember the most important thing.
Jeung anu panungtung, urang perlu inget kana hal anu penting pisan.
That it's really Christ that we're following.
Jeung Kristus anu ku urang dituturkeun.
Because it's really Christ who is leading.
Nyaeta Kristus anu mimpin urang.
And the best thing that we can say about a leader.
Hal panghadena anu ku urang bisa dicaroskeun ngeunaan saurang pamimpin nyaeta.
Is that he follows Christ.
Yen manehna nuturkeun Kristus.
A good leader is a good follower of Christ.
Pamimpin anu hade nyaeta anu nuturkeun Kristus anu hade.
No more and no less.
Telangkung, tekirang.
This is the end of lesson number 3.
Ya akhir tina pengajaran 3.